polygon meshes, like this cow for example, are defined through geometry, that is, vertex locations, and connectivity. In this video, we present geometric shapes that are defined through connectivity alone. An example. First, we throw away the geometry. Then we embed the connectivity on the sphere. Notice that the features of the cow are still visible in form of dense regions. Now we iteratively compute the shape. The result doesn't look like a cow anymore, but we recognize a four-legged animal. These shapes are best described as the natural shape of a connectivity. We call them connectivity shapes. We can also generate connectivity whose natural shape resembles that of a given shape. Like here, this connectivity shape looks like the original cow. We partition the connectivity graph and embed each part on a half sphere using a 2D method. Starting with this embedding, we compute the connectivity shape by iteratively minimizing an energy function. We define this energy function to be minimal when all edges are close to unit length while the surface is locally smooth. It is surprising how much shape information we can recover from the connectivity of a mesh. This version of the Stanford Bunny is computed from its connectivity alone. We can also generate connectivities whose corresponding connectivity shapes match some given shape. The connectivity shape of this simplified bunny might look cute, but it's quite different from the original. We simply remesh the bunny so that its edge lengths after remeshing are as close to equal as possible. Then the connectivity shape of this remeshed connectivity matches the bunny very well. Remeshing with a larger number of vertices gives better results but makes computing the connectivity shape more expensive. We customized the retiling technique by Greg Turk to remesh this horse model. Pay attention because now we switch from the original to the result after remeshing. The remaining variation in edge length is very small. We drop the geometry and compute the connectivity shape of the remeshed connectivity. We stop when the iterative solver produces a mesh that has the same variation in edge length as the remeshed shape. If we try to realize the horse embedding with perfect unit edge lengths, it turns kind of crispy. For large meshes, the convergence of our iterative computation is quite slow. We construct a hierarchy on the connectivity graph to speed it up. To create coarser levels, we recursively partition the connectivity graph into patches of approximately equal size. For the horse mesh of 40,000 vertices, we compute two coarser levels. We embed the coarsest level on the sphere and compute its connectivity shape. We use hierarchically weighted instead of uniform edge lengths during this computation. Once the connectivity shape was found, we refine the hierarchy and start computing its connectivity shape. This process repeats recursively until we reach the finest level. For the horse model, the computation with hierarchy was 10 times faster than without. Finally, a very entertaining application of connectivity shapes. We discovered the true creature that is hidden in the connectivities of popular polygon models: the triceratops, the dragon, and the giraffe. And of course, we can simply discard the geometry. After all, we can always compute these creatures from their connectivity alone.